The Lark and Her Young Ones. A lark, who had her nest and young larks in a field of grain, had to leave them every day because she had to go and hunt for food. The grain was ripe and just about ready to be cut, so the mother lark told the young ones to listen very carefully to any talk they might hear and to tell her about it when she came home. While she was gone, the young ones heard the farmer who owned the grain call out to his son that the crop was ripe and ready for cutting. He told his boy to go tell their friends and neighbors to come early the next morning to help him reap it. So, when the mother lark came back to the nest, the little ones peeped and squeaked with excitement. They were so afraid that their nest would be found the next day when the grain was cut that they all tried at the same time to tell their mother. "Now quiet down and don't get so fussed," she said. "If that farmer is going to wait for his friends and neighbors to help him cut it, this grain won't be cut tomorrow. Now go to sleep." The next day she went off again, and after a while the farmer and his son came to the field. But the lark had been right, and there were no friends or neighbors anywhere to be seen. So after waiting a long time, the farmer said to his son, "Well, I guess our friends and neighbors can't be depended on for help. You had better go tell your uncles and cousins that I want them to come tomorrow morning to help us cut this grain." The son went off to do so, but when the mother lark came back this time, the little ones nearly fell out of their nest trying to tell her about it. They were so frightened. "Don't worry about that either," she said. "I don't think that he will find that his relatives will come running to help him with any hard work. But you children listen very, very carefully to what the farmer says tomorrow." So they did. When the farmer and his sons waited and waited and no relatives came at all, he turned around to his son and said, "Well, George, I guess you had better get a couple of good sickles sharpened up tomorrow morning. You and I will have to get to work and cut this grain ourselves." When the little larks told their mother this, she said, "All right, now we will have to leave. This grain really will be cut if the farmer is going to do it himself." So they moved, and the grain was reaped the next day by the farmer and his son. The point: if you want a thing done right, do it yourself.